This recording is that of Alice Green. This is recorded on the 18th of December 1967. The sitters being Mr. S.G. Wood and Mrs. B. Green. Medium Mr. Leslie Flint.
Thank you.
May you have a very, very happy Christmas and a very peaceful and a very successful spiritual New Year.
Thank you, Mr.
And may you have many more years to continue to do the good work.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
And don't take any notice of old Flint about getting old.
I hope that you're as old as you feel, aren't you?
Well, that's the same. But if you're still of service to somebody or to the world, then you're not really old.
No,
that is quite right, Mr.
That's what keeps people going, is being of some service and help and being needed, isn't it?
That's
the tragedy of some old people. They feel that nobody wants them, which is terrible.
I think
everybody should try to make old people feel they're needed.
Give
them things to do, even if they're little things, to make them feel that they are doing something that's helpful, you know. Just put them away and let them go to seed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite right, Mr. Yeah, I quite agree with you. It's nice to feel you can do something.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yes, bless the Lord. Yes, the lady.
Bless the Lord.
Yes.
And all these mercies.
Yes. Sir.
And all this goodness to us.
Yes.
Very nice. You've
May the peace of Christmas be with you now and always.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Who's
much.
Speaking?
Who's speaking, friend?
Slightly familiar, that voice.
Michael.
It was slightly familiar, the voice, you know.
Sounded to me as if you got forced to come over. Isn't it wicked?
Very big.
Well, I hope not. But you're awful having to go and get new intentions.
Jonathan, you can't take him anywhere.
Well, it's very nice to have come through anyway. Very big. Very
pleased. I wonder who she was.
Well, David, Chippy. Do you know that one?
Yes, well, that's what Mickey came up.
Well, Mickey.
Good King Winchester sat on the feet of Stephen.
Yes, go on.
When the snow lay round about, cold and crisp and even.
Yes, go on.
Greatly brightly shone the moon that night. And the wind was cooler, wasn't it?
When the poor man came in sight,
gathering winter cool.
That's right, Mickey.
Oh, that's good at singing.
Lovely. What about Shepherd's Wash? Shepherd's Wash their socks by night.
Oh, well, that's been very naughty.
Sorry, Mickey. Well, that was a schoolgirl version of it.
Honestly, you really are naughty.
You are. You're quite right, Mickey. You're very naughty. Watch their flocks by night.
Watch their flocks by night, yes.
I'll sing a schoolgirl version of it.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, friend?
While shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Yes?
All seated on the ground.
Yes, so?
The angel of the Lord Jesus, in glory shone around.
That's quite right.
That's right.
Yes.
You used to sing that in the old days.
Yes.
Our times have changed since then, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yes, haven't they? Oh, dear. I wouldn't want to be on your side now, not for anything. I just wouldn't want to be there.
Yes.
I'm so happy, dear. You're Mr. Woods?
Yes.
And you're Mrs. Green?
That's right.
That's right?
Yes.
Yes, I will meet you. From my friends.
Yes.
My name, strangely enough, is Green.
Oh, yes.
But I'm no relation whatsoever to you.
Oh.
At least as far as I know, I'm not, my dear.
No, I don't suppose. I mean, pretty common name, Green. What is your Christian name, friend? Mary?
Alice.
Alice Green?
Yes, that's right, Alice Green.
Oh, I'm only Juliet Alice, when you're on this side.
Well, I lived in the East End, the best part of my life.
Yeah.
And then we moved down to Margate.
Oh, I know Margate.
Do you?
Yeah.
Our space.
Yes. Yeah. Alice, when you, did you know anything about this subject before you passed over?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No. I had a friend of mine who was a spiritualist.
Yeah.
He used to try and talk to me about it.
Mm.
I was interested, but I wasn't that interested to go to meetings.
No.
I was a Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I was a good one.
No.
But I went to them occasionally. My mother and father, they were all religious people.
Mm. And were you bewildered when you found yourself on the other side?
No, I was not.
Yeah.
No, I took it in my stride. I knew there was something, but not quite, you know, I didn't quite know what.
Well, how did you find yourself? What sort of conditions did you find?
Well, after I left the cemetery, that was after my funeral.
Well, you went to your own funeral?
I went back to my own people. You know, they'd all gone back for a bit of a tuck-in, you know, like you always do after the funeral.
Yeah.
Because they were all talking about me. And I was sitting around there watching them.
Oh.
And no one took any notice of me, and I thought, well, not much point staying here.
Yeah.
So, I'm out. I go out, you know.
Yeah.
Up and down the street. No one took any notice.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, this is a funny thing to do. Still, didn't last long. As I saw my husband coming.
Oh.
And he'd been dead for all. That's been on for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed in the First World War.
Yeah.
It makes you laugh when you think about it. I was a bit annoyed with him. Well, I just thought he'd have come to my funeral. And I told he'd been waiting, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we soon patched that up.
And then what happened?
Oh, he just took hold of my hand and he says, now then, to worry about. I said, I'm not worried. I knew as though there was something after death, but I didn't think I'd be sort of hanging around for long. Anyway, he said, there's no need to. The next thing I knew, I was sitting in a little place. Nice little place it was, nice room, nice little pleasant house. And this was his place.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother was there.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make out why they hadn't been to my funeral. Mom, I thought, well, this is odd, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they'd have all been there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he said that he knew as I was coming over, and it was just as well, you know, first that I should sort of get me bearings. Mm-hmm. And what would he mean by that? As I said, I thought you'd have been there, you know, when I came over. He says, oh no, this was just wanted you to have a little experience so you could see that you'd finished with her. Because there's my two daughters, they were at the funeral, and their husbands. Oh no, well, my husband wasn't, that's right, he couldn't get away, he was working.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several of my neighbours, people I'd known, and Barbara was there, that was my little granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, they all came, but I was so surprised my husband had come. Being as though he'd been dead all them years, I thought he meant the point of being there. But he said I could learn something, and I suppose he was right. You know, I learned, of course, that it's no good hanging around her.
No.
Anyway.
Go on, you're awfully interesting. What happened then?
Oh, well, just had a talk and was telling me all about his life and things on his side of life, on my side now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we go out for a little walk. I said, it all right. And of course, another thing I found I forget about is I've had a lot of trouble with my legs. Oh, shocking, I've had. Rheumatic, terrible, you know, I couldn't get my shoe on my right foot. And to go out walking, I thought, well, this is marvellous. No aches, no pain, I walked as like I was when I was a girl, you know.
Mm.
Well, we went out and I was going to put an hat on, and I realised I hadn't got one. That was a funny thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. And where did you go, sir?
Well, we went down this little garden path from the house, and there were lots of other houses. It was like a suburban house, you know, a lot of other houses, a proper community. And then he said, well, we're going to the town. I thought, well, this is funny. Didn't know that town's really deep. And it was quite a big town. I wore no shops, I noticed. But all sorts of buildings and great big places there was, like art galleries and like museums, I suppose, not that I went in. Looked like as if they was, like you see in London, you know, like St. Martin's in the Fields and places like that.
Yes.
But they weren't churches.
No.
I didn't want to, he said, shall we go in here? And I said, oh, I don't know. So I said, I'd rather walk around outside, because there's no traffic. People were all walking about, you know, in little groups, and children, and laughing, and there's some music coming from one great place. Oh, marvellous music. And he said, well, we'll go there sometime, but not now. I want you to get your bearings and get to know places and people and introduce them to various friends of his. And all people that I'd known, some of them, way back, years ago, I'd never recognized them. And he said, this is so-and-so, don't you remember so-and-so? Of course, I wouldn't have recognized them. So different. I mean, when you come to think about it, you know, time does things to people on earth, but here they were all young. Oh, and then we walked further out and we came into what you'd call the country, I suppose. Because it was like country lane and there was beautiful houses and trees. And no houses, you know. I saw a little place here and there, tucked away.
Mm-hmm.
And they were people who evidently lived in the countryside and they preferred it.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was not unlike being on earth without all the, I don't know, the noise and the traffic and all that sort of thing, you know. It was very real, very homely, very nice.
Did you find the colours brighter?
What?
The colours, did you find?
Oh, yes, the green grass was beautiful and green and, there was lots of colours everywhere, beautiful colours. Some of the buildings, they looked like as if they were made of marble and some looked, well, I don't know what they was made of, it's like, well, like oyster shells, you know, all pale pinks and pale mauves and blues and
lovely.
Oh, lovely they was.
What were you wearing, Alice, when you went on that walk?
Oh, they've asked me, what was I wearing? I haven't a idea what I was wearing. I know I instinctively put out my hand for an hat that wasn't there. But I never would go out without a hat on, you know? And my husband said, oh, you don't want to worry about a hat, dear. Another thing I noticed, that my hair, it was just like I was when I was a girl. Right down my back it was, black as soot, you know, jet black. Lovely black hair I had, because I got old and pink grey, you see.
Yeah.
And of course I'd had it cut as I got older. Now I got me beautiful head of hair. Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like a young girl I was, skipping along there. I can think back on it now, and I can laugh in a way. Here was me skipping around, and I'd been up to that time, you know, wobbling about.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't wear one shoe.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wear a slipper.
What are you doing now, Alice, on the other side? How do you...
Well, I'm learning, you know, to do various things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you describe this, really. I'm making, I suppose you'd call them, as near as I can say it, making things for people's houses. But, it sounds silly when I say it, I realise that.
What sort of thing?
Decorations and, other materials, I suppose you'd say, well, you can call them curtains, of course, and there again, you don't need curtains. You see, that's what I find so funny. Our houses are real, and the things in it are real. We have chairs and things and the necessities, and yet there are some things that we don't have, that are missing, that you'd associate with Earth, but there are lovely materials here, and you can make things and decorate and do things, your hearts and things. And it isn't just that you sit and think about it, you have to put some effort behind it. And there are all sorts of yarns and things or materials that you can make up, you know?
Are they like the earth material?
Oh, to look at, yes, and to make beautiful designs.
The textures?
Oh, definitely textures. And there's things that grow here that you use for that sort of thing. That's another thing people don't understand. Although there are animals, they're not used to, well, like it would be on Earth for consumption, you know, and they don't use the wools and things to make things. It seems as if there are materials here that come from the natural conditions of life, but they're not in any way what you might say taken from living matter. And yet, of course, everything is living, really, but nothing like an animal that would suffer in consequence. And I've seen lots of animals, whole vast areas of animals, tame animals, all that. So wonderful, you know.
Well, we've been
very
looking forward to
gathering. Are you still religious on that side there?
Oh, not in that way. No. I still like the old music and I'm religious in a sense, but not never.
No.
Do you have churches or anything like that on your side?
Oh, I haven't seen a church, but I do believe that some people do have churches. No, I think religion is something that you live. It's something that you feel, you know? Oh, yes, I'm with him.
What is he doing?
Oh, he spends a lot of time with the garden. He loves his garden. He loves flowers, grows beautiful flowers. But then again, you might almost say that they grow in a natural way, and although they do need attention, but you don't seem to get weeds here, you know?
Do you pick your flowers?
No.
You leave them?
No. No,
you
we
leave
them. Well, I suppose in a kind of way, yes, but you don't feel the need to take them out of the grave, do you know?
Mm.
And the ground is very much like you say on Earth, soil, you know?
Yeah. What did your mother-in-law do?
Mother-in-law?
What did you say was your husband's mother? Or your own mother, was it?
Oh, and I've met my own mother, and of course I've met my husband's mother. And loads of relations I used to know, aunts and all the rest of it, and friends.
Yeah.
I know, I think people could get an idea and relate on your side, but life here is as natural to us as yours is to you. And in many respects it's very similar.
Yeah.
But if you can take away from your life, you know, your idea of life here, all the things that are depressing and, you know, all the nasty things, all the things that aren't necessary, you know?
I've never seen it dark here. No.
And yet you do feel a form of tiredness. I mean, it's a kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but I suppose it is a kind of sort of mental tiredness, and you can rest, and one does, but it's not sleep in the same sense as you mean it, you know?
No.
Oh, I've seen water, large expanses of water. Don't know about sea as such.
No. Is it
in
more higher planes
at all? No, I'm quite content where I am. That will come later, I suppose.
Have you been to any of the halls where you've
I've been to lots of places, I suppose you call them like libraries.
Yeah.
Wonderful books and demonstrations, and I've been to places like what you call theatres, where there's concerts and things, and I listen to music, and oh, it's marvellous, really.
Suppose you're doing what you wanted to do while you were on the Earth,
aren't
you?
No. Yes, I am,
what
more or less.
What would you like to describe them a little bit?
Could I do what?
Describe the library.
Well, the library.
Oh, well, of course, there, I think they've got every book that's worth reading. Any book that's of value, you know, it's there, and you can take it down and you can read it. But there again, you see, you don't have to read, really. Funny that, isn't it? You think there's much point of having books, would you?
You don't have to read?
Well, not in the same kind of way.
Well, how do you assimilate what is in the book?
Well, I don't know. It's as if the book speaks to you.
Oh,
and yet it don't. Of course not, really.
So you take the books out of the library and then take them back again?
Oh, well, there are thousands of duplicates, I suppose you'd say, you know, but, well, yes, you can take things home, but really it ain't necessary. That's the funny part about it, when you come to think about it. It's as if there's everything there that you expect that you would want, but you soon begin to realise that many of the things are not really necessary in quite the same sort of way. But if you mentally sort of tune in to a particular something or somebody, that you can have communication automatically. It isn't as if you have to borrow a book and read it as such. It's as if you want to know about a book, perhaps a very famous book. You can either read it, but when you begin to realize that this book can express itself to you, don't ask me how it's done, I don't know. It's as if you can sit there, and you can close your eyes, and you can hold the book in your hand, and all the happenings in the book can be sort of shown you, you know? Yes, it's funny. Don't ask me how it's done, I don't know. So instead of giving, you know, your own idea, which may not be quite what was intended, you can get the identical thought impressions of the author's intention, you know?
Interesting.
Oh, very much like, yes, beautiful places, lovely stages and wonderful plays and wonderful actors and actresses doing old plays, and I remember seeing some of them way back when I was on Earth. And they do the old plays and lots of new ones. I've seen all sorts. I was a proper one for the theatre.
Really?
Oh, I love the theatre, I did. I remember the old days I used to go, the old Vic, and all those places. I used to enjoy them. I didn't always understand them, mind you, but I always liked them. Oh, I remember those days very well.
Are there any very large gardens there? You know,
like, oh, yes, there's great parks, natural parks. And animals, like zoos, I suppose, but not with cages, and where animals aren't separated, they're free to roam, and they're tame, and beautiful, you stroke them, tigers and so on, you know?
What's the colours like in the atmosphere? Do you have colours in the atmosphere?
Oh, yes, there's, I suppose you'd call it the sky, well, it's a disc sky, really, but I've seen the sky with the most beautiful colours. Marvellous.
Have you got music in the atmosphere, Alice? I mean,
well, it's there if you want to tune into it, but you don't have to be conscious of it.
Mm.
It's a matter of individual sort of wanting to be in tune with it, I suppose, in touch with it.
Okay.
There is a sound, there are sounds, especially when you go out into what you call the countryside, as if nature has its own sounds and creates music. And I've been in the places where in the countryside where the flowers are as tall as trees. And you walk among these flowers and all the different hues and colours and the beautiful perfume and the sound that comes from the music.
And the birds.
Oh, birds, thousands of birds, beautiful birds. You know our world is like yours, but much better.
Mm-hmm.
And without all the, you know, the unpleasant side of things. It's perfect. As far as I'm concerned, it's perfect anyway. I've no particular desire to shift or move. People always say that you will. As you progress, of course you go further afield, but I don't feel the urge. I'm quite happy as I am. Why should I want to change?
Where do you travel? Yeah, you know.
Oh, just walk.
Can you go back when you say you think you'd like to go somewhere, then you can find yourself?
Well, I have done that. I have been with people who have gone to other places, and it's been by some sort of power of concentration. They're not conscious of movement as such, it's just that everything around you changes and you're in a different place. but I haven't done much of that. I'm quite content, you see. Some people say that one should never be too content, otherwise you don't progress. Well, I'm content as I am. Of course, eventually I shall progress, no doubt. But now I feel, well, what is time? Time's no rush, you know.
Time is when, then?
Oh, I expect your turn will come.
I think it will, Alice, that's
right. I know, it's been, you know, waiting for it gets, you know. Still, nothing to worry about. Anyway, I hope you two have a very nice, happy Christmas.
Thank you.
And I hope you're peaceful and quiet, and, well, you know that the power of the Holy Spirit's with you, and you'll be surrounded by souls who love you and help you.
Thank you.
Anyway, all the very best. Thank you. Well, though, of course, we don't have Christmas like you do. That's a man-made thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Alice. Thank you very much.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh, Bing.
Yeah.
Christmas time.
Yeah.
In a sense, she's right. In a sense, of course, she's not right. The spirit of Christmas is what really matters. Christmas has become a strange mix. Thing which is really in a sense far removed from the original thought, the original idea. But nevertheless, it is a time which is important, and it does bring to many people in your world great peace and great joy and great happiness. It's a time of goodwill among men. Only the spirit of Christmas would continue in everyone's life throughout every day of every year, how different the world would in consequence be. But nevertheless, we feel with you at this time, particularly, very enjoined together in this spirit of goodwill. We endeavor at all times, as you know, to break down the barrier between our world and yours. But at this time, there is this condition around Earth which is conducive particularly to our effort and our work, and it's a great joy to be able to come and speak to you. We only wish that all humanity understood this great truth. It would make such a difference to their personal lives, and the world would change almost, you might say, overnight if all humanity understood. We see the tragedy of your world. We see the sadness that is brought into being through man's stupidity and foolishness. We can only hope and pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will become more and more made conscious and aware to humanity. We do everything we can. We can do no more than try. We're grateful to you for all your effort and all the love and all that you strive to do. We look forward to the coming year, when we hope to have many happy associations such as this, and many souls shall come to you. We give you our love and our blessings. May peace be with you, my friends.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Bye-bye, happy Christmas.
Bye-bye,
happy Christmas. And keep your chins up and have a drink on me at Christmas.
Oh,
even if it's only Ribena. Bye-bye.
Right.